Kris Jenner's best friend Sheila survives her very first facelift. Exciting stuff. And Kim Kardashian is nothing but business in Japan. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's reality TV channel. We are here, Kardashians Weekly, recapping your favorite show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And we have a full panel tonight, and we're very excited about that. We're going to be recapping the episode titled The Kardashians Take Japan, and of course, Tea Time, Gram Glam, predictions, Howard's got a poll he's going to pull out eventually. And but speaking of the poll, before we move on, you can go to Howard's Instagram, at HowardThe3RD, right?
Yes.
Make sure to vote, because we're going to, at the very end of this episode, figure out what you guys think. So make sure you do that now. But in the meantime, welcome.
Hey!
Introduce yourselves.
Hey, guys. It's your girl, Sheila. No, I'm kidding. I'm Nakia Monet.
Hey, everyone. I'm filling in today, and my name is Rivette Soro.
Hey, everybody. It's Howard III. Don't forget to go to that poll.
That's right. That's right. Before we start, though, I have to let everybody know that Rivette and I actually met a long time ago at some Kardashian meet and greets.
Yes, nice. A few Kardashian meet and greets.
I know for sure there was the one at Dash where we met Kim.
Yes, and then there was a Barnes & Noble where we also met Kim.
Yes, and then weren't you at the one with Chloe, too?
Yes.
Where she did Strong Looks Better Naked?
Yes, I did. Where was that, though?
That was at the Grove, too.
Oh, yeah. So we've been talking about the Kardashians for years.
I know. That's so funny. And we followed each other for, like, years, and then it's so cool that you're here at AfterBuzz. So.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're excited. It's kind of full circle because we love the Kardashians, and now you're on, the panel today, so it's going to be fun.
I love it.
So let's recap this episode, because there is a lot to talk about. When I say a lot, I really mean, two things, but you know what I mean. Okay, so let's talk about this whole Yeezy season 7 shoot. Super hilarious. I thought it was a great idea, though. How innovative to not have to pay for your own shoots, but to just have the paparazzi do it for you. That's really great. But basically, they're going to Japan, and I loved it whenever Kim just got there, and then she walks outside with, two back-to-back looks, kind of wanders around the parking lot, and then, runs back inside. If you were a paparazzi, would you know what's happening?
No. We were just talking about that's, the smartest thing to ever do. And I feel like that probably was something like her idea, because I feel like she's good with stuff like that when it comes to paparazzi and getting the brand out there. So I feel like the paparazzi was like, oh, the Kardashians here. Let's just take some pictures. They look really stylish. So I thought it was really smart. I loved it.
Yeah, I think she could have walked out literally 15 times, and every time they would just get more excited. I mean, to get a picture of Kim Kardashian, and your picture is going to get sold as a paparazzi.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were loving it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely. I was like, this is a smart business move. Yes. You don't have to pay for a studio. You don't have to pay for photographers. You just
or
bring
models.
Your blame. Or models. Yeah, so really you're keeping your own money in your own pocket, and you're using the industry that you pretty much built yourself, because she knows, she got the paparazzi, so it's perfect.
I know. Everyone wants to be annoyed at the paparazzi, and I get it, because it is annoying, I'm sure, when you're harassed as much as they are. But the fact that they're honing something that they know is already going to be there, they're like, okay, well, the paparazzi, but let's go ahead and put them to use.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, they're also helping the paparazzi because they're getting paid for it.
Heck yeah.
So it's kind of like a under-the-table handshake, hey, there you go. We're helping each other out.
It is. It's a teamwork thing. And then, when the pictures are going to be out on blogs, they're going to label what she's wearing. Right. They're going to say, okay, Kim's wearing Yeezy Season 7, and people are going to oh, that's what she's wearing. So it was really smart. And like you said, it does help the paparazzi because they also get a check.
Oh, yeah.
So it's teamwork make the dream work.
But then it's going to make the paparazzi want to shoot them even more.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's something to have to deal with as well.
I wonder if this will hurt, though, if the paparazzi see this episode and they're like, I cannot believe you. I'm not taking pictures of you anymore.
Shame.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No,
long as they get a check, I think they're good.
That's
true. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sure they're like, okay, Kim's using us, but at the same time, they're like, well, we've been using her for years. So.
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
Let's just be honest. But Kim is appalled at Khloe and Kourtney's outfits, which I thought was hilarious. The shade. They were at this dinner, and Kourtney's in this Japanese-inspired see-through skirt and blue eyeshadow, and Kim's eyes the entire time in the episode. She was like, she even broke the fourth wall and looked at the camera at one point and was like, what is this? Do you guys think that she was being way too hard on her sisters, or do you think she was just kind of playing around but was harsh?
I think she was being rude.
Yeah.
I get it. They are sisters and they are very playful with each other. So at first, I can see when you're playing, like, you guys look so silly, and then keep it going. But the fact that she made it noted that she was affected and she was sick to her stomach, yeah. I thought it was a little rude because, like Courtney said, the whole team was there to help with the looks. It's different if I come and I open my suitcase and you're like, what the hell is that? But that's your own style, and I'm not going to tell you what right. not to wear. Mm-hmm. But to have a whole team put something together, and I just feel like if you're shooting Yeezy, cool, you do that. But then let me and Courtney do our thing. I don't understand how we're affecting you. And their outfits were really cute. Like, yeah. really cute. Like, Courtney, to me, looked like a really cute, like, 2007. Like, I don't know. I love her look. I don't know. I thought they looked amazing.
Rivette, do you think that they should have, like, maybe had Courtney and Chloe also dress in, season 7? So that way, if they're in the background of the photo, it all kind of makes sense and goes together?
I don't think they all should have been wearing season 7. I think Kim and Kanye very much want the attention on Kim. Mm. They're just sort of like decoration in the background. Okay. And I do think, unfortunately, that sounds so bad, but that's kind of the vibe I was getting. And I do think Kim was very harsh, did come off rude. But in her own way, I really think she's helping them. She thinks she's helping them. Right. Like, why are they mad at me? I'm being honest. At least I'm not lying to you. Because in her very real opinion, she literally thought they looked bad. I thought they looked amazing.
Yeah. I know, me too.
I was in the middle with the whole look. I'm not going to lie. I liked Courtney's. I just didn't like Chloe's earrings.
Yeah.
I just, like, that's the only thing I was kind of like, in the eyeshadow. I didn't like the eye. I thought it was too heavy eyeshadow. Yeah. But other than that, everything was bad.
I was confused. I'm like, are we looking at the same thing? What is she looking? They look horrible. I've seen a worse outfit. And I'm like, the three of them all have different styles. Thank and you. The three of them looked how they look. Like, Kim's thing is the biker shorts, the Spandex, and the leggings. Yeah. Basic. Courtney's thing is very 2003-2. Chloe's thing is very cute and pink and ponytail. So
fluffy.
I was confused.
Yeah.
But in one instance, I think she was playing. But I just didn't, like Courtney says, and my grandmother used to always say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So I think it was good for them to be like, okay, thank you, but it was a little harsh.
Yeah.
Kim was not serious.
She was too much. I'm like, and then she started coming for the whole glam team. I was like, girl, you done flew out this glam squad. Now you're going to tell them off. You know they still on payroll, right? Like, you still got to pay them.
I know.
So why are you telling everybody off?
They were shocked. They were like, oh, okay, well, just put these
out. Like, just took the whole life.
I know. Meanwhile, they're, like, super impressed and excited because they brought all these great outfits, and they can't wait to, like, impress everyone, and they're like, this is all I brought. Like,
yes. Exactly. I will say, to play devil's advocate, though, because I feel like it was still mean, but maybe she felt the pressure of Kanye, like, in her ear.
And she definitely
did. She tried to put together these looks, and I thought she did a really good job. Like, I feel like if it wasn't for her, like, I'm not a fan of his line at all, but I do feel like she does bring something different to it. She brings the creative to it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if it wasn't for her, his line wouldn't really be as good as it is.
Yeah.
So I feel like though she was doing a great job, I feel like he was putting so much pressure on her because he's in LA and she's in Japan. I mean, she could have just been aggravated.
And last week, like, he was screaming at her because he didn't get the right skin
color. Yes.
So can you imagine as much weight was on her shoulders? Like, this is my line. Yeah. Like, this is my next season. You need to do it perfectly. And she's over here telling the driver, can we drive? Like, before she's even in the car.
Ma'am, let's get you a Snickers.
I know.
Calm down.
That'd be a great Snickers.
Can we drive? You know what? The driver reaches back. You need a Snickers.
You need a Snickers. She's calm. But she looks great. I think she did a great job with the
kid. I know. But a line that I did pull from the show, this is a direct quote from Kim to Courtney. You don't look anything special. Can we just talk about how similar that is to you're the least interesting
to look at? Yes.
That is so mean. That's mean. I would have to push you. Someone said that to me. Only because, we're adults now. We're sisters. And yes, sisters and brothers, we pick on each other. But it's like one of those things where it's like, now you're just trying to kill my confidence. And it's like, I know you don't believe that I'm nothing special, but now you're just saying things to be mean. And I just feel like you guys are raising little kids. And I just feel like you guys are too old to be talking to each other like that. Mm-hmm. That's not nice.
No.
And the fact that, you know, first when she said you're the most uninteresting to look at, that was in the beginning of the season. And it's like, it was very messed up, but it was like one time. And she apologized and they moved on. But now she pretty much said it again in a different way. So it's like, okay, you really feel like this. Right. Like, this is what you actually think of me.
Yeah. Tell me why you hate me. Thank
Which
you.
Was interesting because I was so confused as to why Courtney was just so offended and mad the first time. But then this time it was like she was upset, but she was like whatever about it. I mean, you could tell it still affected her, but the first time she was like, you know, up in arms about it, like, just crying and everything. And this time she was just like, ugh, Kim's a, you know what.
Because I think, yeah, even she said, I think you get to a point where you're like, look, I can be mean to you back, but we're on a trip. I don't have the energy. Mm-hmm. My team is here. I can literally drag you and tell you about yourself, but let's just leave it alone.
She had her little old Courtney kind of make a reappearance for just a minute.
Maybe she changed her therapist.
Hey!
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
That is true.
I hope so for her sake, because she was offended at everything.
Right.
But let's talk about how she literally, Kim literally did 8 looks in one night. Like, every street corner she'd stop and, like, do a different look. Is there just, like, paparazzi following the car around and, like, stopping every time she stops?
I think so.
That's how it is in L.A. I know they always get followed. So usually, like, for blocks, miles. So it's probably like that in Japan,
because I just noticed every street corner she steps out and cameras, camera, cameras. And I'm like, paparazzi can't literally be everywhere. So they had to coordinate.
And she had a camera crew with her as well, like, taking photos. And they probably go to popular spots where, like, some celebrities in Japan probably frequent. Like, L.A., we know where the spots are. So they probably hopped out, had her team. Because think about it. Like, say if a random person pops up and you see your, like, say she had her friend taking photos, people around them are going to be like, who the hell is that? And then I think that attracts more people and more paparazzi.
Yeah.
I think it was, you know, the paparazzi had a tip from someone on their team. I think that's definitely what was happening. I mean, celebrities do that in L.A. too. Mm-hmm. They want to be photographed in an outfit or something. And especially in Japan, I don't know, but I'm assuming, I could be wrong, I'm assuming that they don't have as much paparazzi as they do in L.A. So I really think that they gave the paparazzi, like, tips as to where they were going to be.
I definitely believe that. Because, I mean, she made the paparazzi. Kim, that's why I just love her as a businesswoman, because she can literally just make stuff out of nothing. You know what I mean?
Like,
she made the paparazzi. She made them want, she made them think she was very interesting, and she's knowing her angle, she's knowing what to do, how to sell it. And that's what I think she did in Japan. She probably said it's a different market, but paparazzi is paparazzi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she knew how to play the game.
Oh, I love that. I thought it was just a great shoot overall. And I remember when the photos kind of came out a few months ago, I was like, these are so great. But in the end, the most important thing, besides her getting all the shots that Kanye wanted, she did say she's going to work on how she delivers her criticism. Which we've heard that before, but I don't know. I hope that she does.
I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever fair to anyone to be talked down to, especially the way that she does. And I know it's funny for when you're watching as a viewer, you're like, oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't believe she said that. But when it comes down to it, it's messed up. And so I really hope that she does work on that. But this B storyline today, Sheila. I know. Sheila had a lot of screen time. So Chris wants to surprise her with a facelift. And we were all wondering, like, how is this going to go? It seemed like Sheila was kind of, you know, planting some hints in that first scene. And then, I mean, were you guys surprised that she was so open to it, or do you think that that's what she was kind of hoping for?
I think that's what she was hoping for. That's why she was dropping the hint. Because when you have a friend like Kris Jenner, who has had frequent facelifts, who has the money, and this is the family that's known for getting a lot of plastic surgery. So if I'm your best friend, I'm like, hey, yeah, I'm not really feeling my neck anymore. What do you suggest? And she could have just been trying to get advice, but I think she kind of was hoping for either Kris to steer her in the right direction or recommend her a doctor, and it definitely worked. Kudos to you, Sheila.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Yes, I do think Sheila knows what she's doing. And, you know, for us fans looking at it, we're like, oh, why is she, like, plastic surgery? Like, ugh. But in their world of, you know, being in Hidden Hills and super rich housewives and all this and that, I think that's, like, the nicest thing she could have ever done for her.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, Sheila was over the moon, and she looked amazing after.
She great.
Yeah. She did. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I was like, go ahead, Sheila. I mean, milk it, girl. You said, oh, my neck. Oh, you know, you knew what you was doing.
She was like, oh, my neck, my back, my
neck. My neck and my back.
And I just love the way Kris delivered it, though. She was just like, listen, I booked us with your favorite doctor. Whatever you want to do, you have the option to do.
I like that.
And I was like, thank you, girl. Because it's like, how do you tell somebody get your facelift? You know what I mean? Because
like, it's sweet, but you say to your friend, like, you seem like you want work done. Here you go. You do what you want. Mm-hmm. Right. Instead of saying, girl, you should get this tummy tuck.
Girl, it's about time.
And you're like, excuse me. So I think that was very nice the way she did it.
Yeah. I definitely appreciate that. One time I was talking about getting my teeth fixed, and somebody said to me, well, maybe you should focus on losing weight instead.
What?
So I definitely appreciate Kris telling Sheila, you know, do whatever you want to do. So I appreciate that so much. So as a friend, rude. Chris is amazing for saying that. Yeah. Because, you know, I've been there, and for someone to tell you, like, you should do this, no. I love Chris for saying it like that.
Yeah.
Nice. Absolutely. Yeah, the way that she approached that was a lot better than the person. That was awful.
That person's horrible. Oh my
God. Yeah. I know. People say some messed up things, so kudos to Chris for being so respectful about
Absolutely.
It.
And in the end, Sheila... It went well, and her husband was super thrilled.
Yes, Randy.
And so, I mean, good for her. She's good and everything. I was just a little worried. I was hoping she'd wake up from the amnesia.
I know.
Or whatever it was. What is it?
The amnesia.
Anesthesia. Anesthesia.
Anesthesia, because amnesia is when you...
Oh, yeah. I have like amnesia. Anesthesia. I have amnesia today.
Oh, man.
Anesthesia.
Brain fart on all of her.
That's so funny. Well, so before we move on to tea time, let's talk about some predictions of what we think might be going on in future episodes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. I feel like I need to get like a video collage of every time that that goes off. I just awkwardly sit here waiting for it to end, like smiling, just like...
Being like, oh yeah.
It's coming. Don't worry. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do with my hands or my face when it happens.
I didn't know that was coming, so I'm like, oh.
What is that?
Like, yeah, I know. That's amazing. Okay, well, I don't really know. I don't remember from the preview what's going on next week, but... I know that there was some kind of charity event involved, and Chris was going to do that. So I'm like, Chris is just piggy banking off this charity work she's doing. First she fixes Sheila's face, now she's off doing charity work. I don't know what else she could do.
Chris, I do, I don't know about next week, but I know, well, at least I hope that we're going to get the whole Tristan scandalous cheating on Courtney situation because, you know, her due date's coming up soon.
Chloe.
Chloe.
I mean, who knows what he's doing, but...
I said Courtney.
Knows? Yeah. Oh, who knows what or who he's doing. But.
Tristan with Chloe, I would love to see that. I mean, sorry. Yeah. Not to be banking on it, but they're still together. It's okay. I think that's coming up soon. And then I think in the previews we get to see the whole paint situation because I remember with the first episode, I'm like, Art what Mandalay. Happened with that? Yeah, so they're going to bring that back up.
I know.
I also cannot wait to see the whole Tristan situation. It still makes me mad. I don't like that they're together, but, you know, I hope they're working it out, and I hope it works out for them. But just given his history, I don't trust him.
Yeah.
But I'm not in the relationship, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to see more of Kylie. She has not been in the season a lot, and I hope in, you know, maybe next episode or they show her more. And Stormy.
Stormy. Yeah, they really haven't shown them much.
Yeah.
Kylie's been hiding out. She's been MIA.
I know, right? I just predict that, I don't know, the whole Jackson thing, I want to see the background story with that for next week, how the Jacksons versus the Kardashians and a little softball thing.
Yeah, okay.
Can't wait for that. And then, of course, the whole Tristan thing, especially when Tristan said tonight when he was like, the ring is coming soon, eventually. And I'm like, oh, I cannot wait for this episode to see if the ring is still coming, which I doubt that it is.
I don't think the ring's coming. I think he was. But... Shade the boots.
I'm excited to see the sisters rag on him too, because in the previews there's like a part where Kim's like, I unfollowed him, I don't care.
So unfollowed.
Yeah. I can't wait to see that.
To Kim, that is the biggest
disrespect. Yes.
Unfollowed.
Goodbye.
I really do, and I know I joke and this and that. I really hope that whatever is best for Chloe, she is able to make that decision, whether it's keeping him and like having him around and so that way they can raise the child together, or without him in the picture. I don't trust him either, and it's really hard to see someone that we love so much be in such a, what we would say, broken relationship or just not the best for her.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping that whatever happens, she gets the love that she needs, and if that's with him or with someone else, I just hope it all works out the way it's supposed to. But before we move on into tea time, I have to tell you guys about this. So our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, as you already know. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans like you. But we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, and by subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, so it is a win-win. But if you're worried about the pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Please let us know you did in the comments below, and we will thank you on air next week. So for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
We love you.
We love you guys.
Yes.
So that was a lot of, that was a mouthful. Let's get into another mouthful of tea.
Ooh. Yes.
Okay, so let's get into this, because we've got a lot, and I feel like the past 2 weeks it's been very heavily Kanye-based.
Yes.
This week there are a lot of Kanye-based ones as well, but let's start off with this one. So Kim tweets out that Kanye's new album, Yandy, won't be out now until Black Friday, November 23rd. So I want to know what the delay is, because wasn't this supposed to come out a few days ago?
It was. He said that... Thing about Kanye, like, I think Kanye just says things, but there's not really an official plan.
Definitely.
So he's like, yeah, it's actually not finished. So I'm saying to myself, like, so why were you telling people? I think that's what his thing was. He was going on SNL. He's like, yeah, album coming. But there really was no album coming. So then when he went on TMZ, he said, oh, it's actually not finished. We're still mastering it. And I'm like, it's coming out Black Friday. My birthday's November 25th. I want to have a calm birthday. I don't hear anything with Kanye, but yeah, he says that he's still working on it and doing mastering, and it's not finished.
And he also said he has to fly to Africa to finish it.
Yes!
Okay.
I'm like, really, Kanye?
He's not flying to Africa to finish it, and just like he's not moving back to Chicago.
Oh my
goodness. I mean, this guy. Kanye's insane.
He says things.
Speaking about more Kanye's, you talked about Kanye's had a lot of crazy antics, and Kim, his wife, came to his defense. She tweeted, he is a free thinker. Is that not allowed in America? I mean, it is, but
she's defending her man, and as a wife, I think that's her sort of obligation. But I do like that, you know, in the past we've seen that she doesn't agree with everything he says, but she does stand by her man, and, you know, I think as she should, and say, you know what, this is his opinion, and I respect it, and I think everyone else should too, even though it's really hard to sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Or I think it's one of those things where, like, you don't have to respect it. I think it's one of those things, it's an opinion. Everyone has an opinion. I don't have to agree with you. Mm-hmm. And when you know, when you're as big as Kanye West, and you know you're saying these crazy things, you know people are going to go against you. So it's like, be prepared to, when you say these things, no one's going to agree with you. I can say the sky is blue and someone's going to argue me down, and it's fine. We don't all have to respect it, but give your opinion and just move. That's how I feel.
Exactly.
Bye, Kanye.
It's a very, like, as far as in what everyone perceives it as, it's a very negative opinion what he has, and a very, counterproductive. And so I get where everyone is upset, and yeah, everyone should be able to think what they want, but when you have this much power and some of the things that you're promoting, that's whenever a real issue comes
Everyone's
up.
Like, put the phone down, go to Africa, and just stay there for a Do what Dave Chappelle did. That's probably why, because him and Dave have been hanging out, and Dave did the whole Africa thing. So that could be an influence, but I don't think he's going to Africa.
Yeah.
I'm also surprised because, reportedly, Kanye, Justin Timberlake, and Childish Gambino are set to headline Coachella 2019.
Ooh.
Which, given all the controversy surrounding Kanye West this year especially, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I am too. Coachella's shady, though. They can be using this because Kanye has been so in the news. They can be doing this, like, because, you know, Kanye did Coachella, like, 9 years ago. And he had a really good time. And this was when Kanye was college dropout, graduation Kanye. But I can see Coachella just trying to capitalize on this because they know people are going to come. The Kardashians are going to come. And Coachella's shady.
They know what they're doing. Just like Kim with the paparazzi.
Uh-huh. Would you guys go? Would you guys go see Kanye?
No.
Maybe if it like made sure that I had my ticket to like see the Kardashians standing by watching, I might go.
I would just go because it's Coachella and I would go.
Right, there you go.
Would you go to his stage?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's going to be headlining. No one else that I care about is probably going to be performing at the same time. So yes, I would go.
Yeah.
I'd walk by it on my way to the stage.
I am Howard.
For two songs, you know, all of the lights, yes, and then I'm going.
I'm Howard.
So, in other news here, Kim was a guest on Ashley Graham's new podcast entitled Pretty Big Deal. She tells her story of how she got the $1 million check from Kanye.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So it's all about Kim was offered $1 million from a whole other company, a fashion company, which people are saying was Fashion Nova, but I don't know if that's true. Mm. She was offered $1 million. She said, I'm not going to do it because you rip off of Yeezy stuff. Mm. So she denied the $1 million. The next day, Kanye sent her a check for $1 million and then also gave her some shares of Yeezy.
That's very nice.
I have goosebumps.
So I'm like, oh my God.
That is beautiful. But I'm just going to be the devil. I'm going to pop that little bubble. Remember when Kanye said he was broke? So is that check her check that he wrote her?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I never understood that whole thing.
I'm just saying.
That's so weird.
I'm going to stir the pot. That was a, no, but that is a very beautiful gesture that he did as a husband. I think that is so dope. I feel like I wish more husbands did that for their wives and held their wives out. But Kanye did go on a rant and say that he was completely broke.
He did.
Maybe his money, I don't know. I'm like, is that her check that you're writing to her?
I'm so sure that Kim is just sitting at home, like, embarrassed every time Kanye tweets, every time he says something silly. I feel like she is just beside herself because she's always been trying to look perfect in the public eye and just being very, not squeaky clean, but just like...
She kind of has to come behind him and clean up a little bit. And as a good wife, she stands by her man as she should. And
I'm sure she's like, why did I do this?
Yeah, I think because, you know, Kim is like, she's not very vocal. So I think sometimes he puts her in these situations where she's like, okay, guys, sorry about that.
Yeah.
But I still want to post it, though.
That's dumb.
I understand. You might be ripping off on my man, but you're not exactly ripping off on my man. So let's just take this money and keep it going.
I know. I feel like, man... I just would have. I would have done it. I mean,
done it.
Of course, I would. I mean, I don't have $1 million,
true, I know.
So I would do it. But I think when you really think about it, $1 million, she could just suggest, okay, I will, but whatever I wear in this photo is not going to be something that you've ripped off from my husband.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Or donate the money to like Donda's house or something Kanye related. Mm-hmm. If they ripped off from him, donate the money somewhere. I would have done.
Yeah,
I think for her, for them. $1 million, it's a lot of money for anyone. But putting it in perspective and just, you know, the way my bank account is set up, yes, of course, I would take it, no questions. But for them, $1 million is maybe the equivalent to, like...
$20.
$1,000,
maybe?
That's what I
said. Donate it.
Yeah.
Don't even keep it.
I mean, see, even though for Kim, though, she was saying, she's like, $1 million is a lot, so I really contemplated doing it or not. So, I mean, she knew in her mind that, like, this is a lot for one post.
Exactly.
Right. She must love her husband.
Or scared of him.
Well, he's very particular about what she posts on social media. So I think she just didn't want that headache and that argument, and it worked out in her favor.
Fight your battles, Kim.
Right.
The band-aid's enough.
Because she's making more now because she now has Cher and Yeezy. So, I mean,
nice.
That's true.
Checks coming in.
That's right.
Get that wife back.
Well, this is also another thing related to Kim, but everyone is talking about how she is like, she's like, oh wow, you know, she's just like Kanye supporting Trump. She says she does not agree with everything that Trump does and doesn't support him. But according to a source, she knows that she has a very rare opportunity to have the ear of the president, and she has some things that she's very passionate about and is willing to meet with him to talk about the things that she believes in. So I totally think that's amazing. I think, okay, if you think that someone is in such power, is so corrupt, well, why don't you just step in and try to, like, influence them as much as you can to get some of the things that you think should happen done? And I think everyone's giving her a hard time, like, I can't believe you're meeting with him. But then what are you supposed to do? Like, obviously no one wants to work with him, but, like, people who don't agree with what he has to say or do should be working with him to try to influence him and do what they can. But I know that's, like, a topic that is kind of up in the air. What are your thoughts on that?
Because it's one of those things where this guy is a 70-year-old man. He's a bigot. He's a racist. He's a sexist. And he's always going to be that way. So I don't think it's anything that you can do to influence him. But someone made a really good point. Charlamagne Tha God made a really good point where he said that though there have been people doing what she's been doing for 20 years, you need another reality star to speak his language. And he gets off on things like this, no pun intended. Good for her if that's what she wants to do. Me personally, I couldn't because of the mean and nasty and racist things that he has said. So I know I couldn't because I know that it wouldn't help. But I will say for her, kudos to her. And I'm happy that she was able to do what she was able to do.
Yeah.
I'm happy that she did meet with him. Like you said, Dakota, even if you don't agree with, you know, his politics, and yes, he's racist, he's sexist, we've seen it all, he's, you know, we have all our opinions on him, but if you, if we all stay away, it's very much us versus him, rather mm-hmm. and that is not going to change his mind. And like you said, maybe her, Kim meeting with Trump might not change his mind either, but at least it starts some sort of conversation. And I think it's important rather than just you stay over there and we'll stay over here. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think since she does have his ear, might as well just use it. Like, he's already using most of America anyway. Mm-hmm. So might as well just be like, yeah, I don't agree with you, but get this person out of jail. Can I do this? Can I do that? And, you know, just do your job. Do what you got to do.
What was the lady's name that she helped get out of jail? I forgot her name.
Oh, I forgot. She was an older
woman.
Alice Johnson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, think about it. If Kim would not have done something uncomfortable to go up and, like, work with the president to try to get this done, Alice might still be in jail. You know what I'm saying? And she had, like, a life sentence, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So,
and it opened the door for her to go and talk about another case.
Yeah.
That she's trying to work with another guy who was in jail for just something small like drug charges.
Which I'm interested to see. Has anyone? I don't think we've gotten an update on that.
No. But I think that's something she's working towards, and that's why Kanye claimed that she was in law school, which that wasn't true. But kudos to her. But I will, like I said, like it is a thing where she was able to use her power to get a woman out of jail. But that's just someone I personally wouldn't sit across because I know that it wouldn't. For me, help, but kudos to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was speaking about some more drama, more Kim drama, and more guys probably going to jail. Her body, her former bodyguard, Pascal Duvier, I hope I'm saying that right, he is being sued by Kim Kardashian's insurance company. Remember when she had the whole incident, the horrible incident when she was in Paris? The insurance company is suing him for $6.1 million. That is the amount that AIG paid her for the stolen jewelry, which included $4 million ring from Kanye West. He is getting sued because he left his client without protection and failed to correct multiple security breaches at the hotel and at the front gate. Yowzes in my trousers.
Yeah.
Pascal. Wow. He's been pretty quiet too. Even after her whole incident, I feel like he hasn't really said much. But
non-disclosure agreement.
That too. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, if you are paid to be, I don't know his story, but if you are paid to secure and help someone be secure to kind of leave, it's kind of shady.
But I mean, wasn't he trying to protect the two that were out?
Exactly. Kim told him to go to the club with Courtney and Kendall.
I didn't know that.
I don't understand how you can sue somebody, because if Kim said herself, go ahead, I'm fine, I'm safe, go with my sisters, then, you know what I mean? You can't really put it on him because my boss told me to go with her clients. These are also my clients.
Oh, that sucks. And sorry.
But I think he just didn't follow whatever protocol there was. I think there was something that wasn't working at the front door of the hotel, the intercom, and I guess he was supposed to report something like that, which he didn't. But, I mean, being their bodyguard for so long, I'm sure he's established some sort of relationship where it's like, oh, Pascal, go with the girls tonight. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in his head, it might have been sort of just him forgetting that, oh, you know, I need to notify the insurance company of this or that. Because he was just like, well, you know, she told me to go, so I'm going to go and do what she told me. It's a tough situation.
It would be, like, everyone would be up in arms if Courtney and Kendall would have went out without protection.
Exactly.
And then they got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim is in her hotel room. Like, who would have thought that anybody would have that access? I mean, of course she'll tell him to go to the club with the girls.
Yeah. She's thinking, I'm good, I'm fine, you know? Mm-hmm.
She would never in a million years think that these men would have mapped this out and been following her for so long. Like,
damn, Pascal. Sorry, bro.
I know, poor guy.
I feel bad for him.
That sucks. I'm so sorry.
I know.
Speaking of Courtney out at the club, though, Courtney posted an Instagram picture looking real cute.
She's
in a bikini.
So hot. I can't stand it.
So her caption says, sometimes you need a day away. And an Instagram troll, we won't name their Instagram name because don't give them clout, commented and said, but sis, you never work, LMAO. And Courtney clapped back. And she says, let me respond to you with all the time I have. Oh, wait. My attorney's on the other line to discuss 6 business deals. I have a camera in my face filming season 16 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You may have heard of it. And I'm raising 3 amazing children. God bless you and your worry about me.
Oh, my goodness. And I remember she even hit her with, like, a Bible quote.
Yes. Oh,
that was another girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Courtney. You better come through and drag that person.
Go ahead, Courtney.
You know, when you're in the light like that and you're in the limelight and people in trouble feel like they can say anything they want to you, and it's like, you see what you see on this Keeping Up with the Kardashian show because of the way we edit it, exactly. But you're not in our face 24/7. Me, my sisters, my brother, my mom, you don't know what we're doing, and you don't live our lives. And if we stopped the show, I would be fine. Good night. You'd be still clapping at me on Shade Room. Good night.
Meanwhile, working at McDonald's.
Like, right. And it's nothing wrong with McDonald's, but don't come for me. You don't know my life.
That's right. That's right. Well, you guys, you know what time it is, right?
Is that?
It is Gram Glam.
So excited.
We are very excited to be doing this segment. And I remembered to bring the faces this week.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
I love the faces.
And speaking of, this is Chris's old face.
Oh, Sheila!
Yeah.
Sheila!
Sheila. Can we talk about how Chris's friend Joyce looks like an older version of Chris?
She does.
Because I thought they were the same person at quick glance.
Yes. Okay, so here's Kim. This is like the more, I guess, somewhat PG version of the photo that I was going to show. This is Kim in a Chanel bikini top that's barely covering maybe the areola. I'm not very sure. But she also posted a different photo where it was just like full on, like this area, that area, a lot.
Vintage Chanel too.
Yes, vintage.
Yes. Okay. Next we have Courtney, and she is conveniently using this vending machine. Can you just imagine, like, hey, take this shot of me real quick, and like stretches out, like
that is me.
This could be such a fire mixtape.
That's what it looks like. It's very, very 2003.
Amen.
Oh, the boots. Yeah, the boots are great. And next we have Chloe. This is a throwback of her with a selfie of
Stanley.
With her and
Stanley.
Super cute. And the next one
is Henry.
Stanley.
Oh.
But you know what, though? On the tour, though, they be making up names for all the animals. Like, on the Wine Safari tour, like, I learned that, like, they call the llamas, like, Baraka Llama and Kendrick Lamar. But then I went another time, and they called them different names. And the driver's like, we just make these names up. I'm like, you guys scammed us.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think Stanley.
Oh, that's amazing. Next, we have Kendall with this bikini shot. I feel like every week she's just in another bikini, and she looks great.
Living her best model life.
Amazing.
I wonder where she's at.
I'm like, triggered. She looks beautiful.
She on vacation or
backyard just
chilling. And then lastly we have Kylie, who is making a comeback for Instagram with this.
I love the blue latex.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like she was off social media for a long time. She came back and she's just ready. She's all out.
MILF.
She sure is. Did you guys see her in Miami cutting up? Her and Jordan celebrating Jordan's birthday still. They were on a yacht.
Ooh.
They met up with DJ Khaled. They went to the club.
Living
she
their
was
best
in
life.
Her own little like biker jumpsuit thing.
Ooh, I said,
okay. Okay, Kim point two.
I know. That's awesome. Well, okay, guys. This is the moment y'all been waiting for. Right. Drum roll, please.
Well, it's tough.
Oh man, I'm not even ready.
I have like
drum roll again.
Oh my god,
I have two. I don't know what to pick.
Okay,
now
this is tough.
And wait, you picked
you
two.
You picked two.
I picked
two. Okay, all right, all right. So I chose Kylie. Howard.
I chose Kylie. Also, she's killing it.
I chose Kendall.
I chose Courtney.
All right, all right. So I guess Kylie
Kylie
wins.
Kylie
majority.
Wins.
Wow.
Ooh, she's
I love
just killing it.
I was originally going with Kendall too, but I like because I'm such a 2000s fan and I love Courtney's whole style, so it was really cute. And I feel like I'd make my friend take that photo of me on the floor.
Courtney was number two for me.
Yeah.
I feel like just to spice things up next week, I'm gonna include Chris.
Yeah. I was waiting for Chris.
You
I was like, I gotta
see the momager.
I know, because I was going through these trying to pick, and I'm like, wait, Chris wasn't even here.
They all look great though.
Yes.
Amazing.
As always.
Absolutely, great. Absolutely. Yes. Well, Howard.
Oh yes. Okay. So our poll. So
whip it out.
Swinging around too far. So our poll we put up there on our Twitter. It's a new Keeping Up with the Kardashian After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV, and we want to know was Kim too hard on Khloe and Kardashian? Khloe Kardashian. Too hard on Khloe and Kourtney's outfit choices in Japan? So the options were, she was so rude. And the other option was, nope, she told the truth. And 95% said she was so rude.
Ooh, that is a high percentage.
Oh, you are
95%.
Mm-hmm. Kimmy K, you were rude. Wow. But I like that she examined herself and said, you know what, I'm going to work.
She's examined herself
a lot. A few times. She has said this a lot, so hopefully she'll watch
hopefully
it back and be like...
this time.
Right. I feel like more doctors have examined her than she's examined herself.
We are just having the jokes flying
that's
today.
Fine. I really,
if the Kardashians ever saw this, they'd be like, you guys are awful.
But I feel like they would low-key love us, though.
I mean, hopefully. Because all jokes aside, we talk about their family every week because that is our job, but we absolutely love all of you guys. And we like just otherwise we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here every week talking about you. So if I had to choose a favorite, I would just say all of them.
We love you all.
We love you. But okay, but if we're really going to fairly vote, like who is your favorite? Let's do that real quick. Okay.
Kimberly Kardashian.
Where is she at?
I know. She's like,
my favorite?
I can't find her. Oh, oops.
All right.
I think I said
ready,
it a lot.
Ready, set, go. Hey.
Kourtney and Chris. Oh. Actually, no, sorry. Kourtney and Kim are my two favorites.
You know what? You know, oh, I guess if we're picking two, I say Khloe and Kendall.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
See, that used to be mine.
We got three Kendalls here.
Kendall's for me, and then right. Kim, just because she's the OG.
Yeah, and I got Kourtney and Kendall, the oldest, and not the youngest, but...
I got Kim and Chris.
Let's be honest. I like that you picked Chris, because she is delivers some of the best one-liners.
She's funny.
Oh, my
and,
gosh. She's everything.
Gave birth to all of these people. Yeah. They wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her and Robert and Caitlin.
Yes. I was confused for a second, like, yes.
I had to think about that, too.
I didn't know. So I'll go with the safe side.
That's good. Always go with the safe side. Yes. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us and for tuning in to this week's recap of Keeping Up with Kardashians on Kardashians Weekly. In the meantime, where can everyone find you on social media?
You guys can find me on at Kiki Boom Boom. And Howard and I, we do a brand new show called Reality Check for Black Hollywood Live. Ooh. And we talk about Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Awesome.
Have fun. And you can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Rivette Soro.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Howard III. And of course, my website, HowardIII.com. Oh, and I'm going to be starting Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta on Thursday. Yeah, so tune into that after show too.
That is so fun. Well, again, Rivette, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
And I don't know what your schedule looks like, but if you want to come back for the next 2 weeks, you're more than welcome to.
I would love to.
Okay, yay. All right. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks for joining us. And we will keep up with you later.
Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.